Why don't we rent a video tonight?
It's Wick. It's the movie seller. We got a VHS collection, an internet connection, and uninformed opinions. But here's my opinion. Hey yo, Chris can't swim, Dan's a little creepy. He's likely to talk shit about your peepee. He's cutting logs on fire like a tiki. Damn, George, you're motherfucking reeking. How much you smoke, how many edibles you eat, man? But you sleep, it's incredible you can speak. You're on the phone with the devil's letters preach. Chris at your home, expecting all the leaks. A leader army, gods of the show forever. I'll take the title, come with a stack of better. This ain't about the cheddar, this ain't that fucking clever. It's just a few fellas picking them from the letters. Shout out to Dopey Nation, shout out to fucking Trevor. Thank you for the donations, your path is next level. We sell it, dwelling with felons and telling Keller to Helen. You pick them, it's the movie seller.
Welcome to the movie
cellar. Fucking right, man.
We have a VHS collection, an internet connection, and uninformed opinions.
Plenty of those fuckers.
So many of those fuckers. We're brought to you by the gods of the show, the Alita Army.
The motherfucking Alita Army.
The fucking Alita Army. You say that. You've said that before. Did you know that?
Probably.
I think you've said it several times. That's okay. I mean, I literally have said the thing that I just said every time that we've done an episode for the last 2 years.
Chris and I have butted in a few times, but you say it.
I still say it. I just power through, man.
Yeah. You know,
that's what
I'm George.
Oh, I'm Dan. And this is our
that feels weird. We went out of order.
It's all right. You want to do it over?
Yes, that was uncomfortable.
And I'm Dan.
I'm George. See, much better.
There we go.
Proper
and,
inflections.
This is our 2 year anniversary minisode. It's gonna be quick, George. So for us, it's like, you know, an hour. Because
yeah,
that's pretty quick, much man. Quick means for us. But no, it's gonna be faster than that. It's gonna be short because I've got to get back to editing.
Right.
Who knew 2 years ago when we started the show that I would end up editing together a 2.5 hour long video?
Well, premiere. Longer than that now, because you gotta add that, you gotta add those other videos.
It's gonna be
3 hours, right?
It's gonna be under 3 hours. It's gonna be like 2:45.
Okay. But, all right.
And I thought about cutting stuff out, but then I realized I didn't want to take the time to do all that. That takes time. You got to go through. You got to figure out what's important, what's not important. I get it. I get these guys like Francis Ford Coppola, who's like, look, I want Apocalypse Now to be 7 hours long. It's all important. You know, I get that.
Right.
Right.
I get it, man. It's already so long. Can you imagine? So it feels super long watching it.
What, Apocalypse Now?
Yeah.
Well, the Redux. No, we didn't watch the Redux, did we?
I have.
But we didn't on the show, did we?
No.
No. So that was our first episode. That was 2 years ago. What do you want to, you got any, like, nuggets of wisdom and truth that you want to drop on our listeners after 2 years of doing this bullshit?
Fuck Dan.
Okay, there you go.
We've got some amazing listeners.
Yes.
That's been, I mean, so we started this and it was just like, hey, let's hang out and we'll make a podcast. And I was like, what the fuck? And you're like, yeah, we'll just talk about shit. I'm like, what the fuck? And then we did it. And it was just a reason to hang out. But now we've got all these great, you know, people that we've hooked up with and worked with, and all these great listeners and donors.
Yeah.
And it's become a thing, man.
It's become a thing.
It's a community.
You might call it a community. You think, is that too pretentious to say that?
I mean, I don't know as if it's pretentious. I mean, there's definitely a podcast community. I mean,
a community around our podcast.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we're growing a village for sure.
Yeah. I mean, it's really cool, man. Like, you know, obviously, like, doing the show is cool. Hanging out is cool. Watching movies is cool. Like, I've kind of, like, learned a lot about movies without realizing it, just, like, a little bit at a time.
Right, just, like, on accident.
Yeah, just on accident, which has been really cool. But obviously, the biggest thing that was a total surprise and not part of the plan was getting involved with the JDRF, starting VHS for T1D, and then, like, I just remember when we first were talking about it, and I kind of pitched the idea to you guys. The thought was, like, if we get a couple $100, that's great. If we get $50, that's great, you know? And here we are. We sit at, in our official campaign, we sit at $5,340 donated.
Man.
And that doesn't include the first, like, I think there was, like, $300 donated before I even started our official campaign. So
that's nuts.
It is nuts, and that's just money, you know. And, like,
you know what would be great?
What would be great?
All these people that do, like, there's, like, a walk for T1D, right? Like,
yeah, the one walk,
and that's one of their big money makers.
Yep.
Instead of paying people to go walk around and get sweaty, you should just pay and pick movies. It sounds like a way.
I don't want to idea. Listen, I don't want to take, it doesn't matter. However the money gets to the JDRF is a win. You know, I don't want to take away from people donating to the JDRF through the walks. Like, ultimately.
Well, I'm not saying to take away a donation. The donation stays the same. I'm just saying it could go towards just walking around getting sweaty. Or it could go towards watching movies and listen to a couple of dicks talk about them.
Yeah, you don't even have to listen to us. Like we say, like, you know.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, we have your money. You know, that's the bottom line.
We have plenty of donators that have not, you know, have wanted to stay anonymous.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's understandable. But the bottom line is they donated, and that's all that really matters. So we don't have your money. I say we have your money, but the JDRF has your money. Not us. We don't even look at it. I do look at it. I look at it on our campaign page. That's how I know. But. Anyway, yeah, I tell you.
Yeah.
That's how you know.
That works for me.
Yeah. Well, so that's obviously very, very cool. I'm stoked about Trash Bash tomorrow. If anybody doesn't know about it, then I assume that this hypothetical person has never heard our show before, because I have not stopped talking about it in the last, like, 3 months. But yeah, it's this big YouTube premiere event that we're hosting on Friday, May 7th at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. So, yeah, it's going to be really cool. And if you want to come, you can still get in on it. Just throw $5 at our campaign page, trashbash.themovieseller.com.
The raffle is officially closed, though.
The raffle is closed, but you can still, for $10 or more, you can still get swag packs. And the swag packs are pretty fucking cool. You can go check out, like, Twitter or Instagram. We're at The Movie Seller on both of those, and Facebook, too. And I posted pictures of all of the different stickers that are going in the swag packs. Stickers, there's, like, pins, there's coasters. We got those, like, little rubber bracelets from the JDRF, which are kind of cool. Yeah. So, it's pretty fun. The swag packs are rad. My kids liked them so much that they actually donated just because they wanted the swag packs. But I'm an asshole, so I was like, yeah, you have to donate. $10. But they did it, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
So anyway, Georgie, here we are.
Anyway.
2 years later. Actually, I think May 9th was the day that we released. May 9th, 2019 was the day we released Apocalypse Now. And I don't think we've gotten any better at it. Sometimes I think we have, and then I listen to us, and I'm like, nah, we're still the same idiots we always have been.
Yeah. I think we think we're better.
I think I just told you that I don't think we're better.
No, like I think we think we're better, but we know we're not.
Yeah. No. I think, you know, the biggest thing that we've done is like we've just gotten more comfortable doing it. Like we don't really think about it anymore. You know? I don't at least. Yeah. Do you?
I don't really care.
No, exactly. That's what we've gotten better at, not caring. George, you are like the best at not caring.
Skills, man. You gotta practice for this shit.
Dude, girls only want boyfriends with skills.
Yeah, I'm like not nunchucks. Caring.
Well, that's okay. You have your own skills. Like not caring and eating pizza out of trash cans.
You know, some skills you don't have to practice. Those can stay.
Dude, speaking of skills that you have, now that your daughter has broken your nose for, I don't know how many times you've had your nose broken, but
so many.
You think you
times.
Can fit more coins up there now than before?
No, man. It loses its elasticity. It's like,
I feel like with it breaking, it doesn't make it looser.
Well, but I don't want to like, I tried to, so my nose was pretty crooked from the last time it broke. So I tried to straighten it out a little bit.
Broke it.
It didn't work. It's still not center.
No. But, it's a little off to the side.
It's just, there's just this pronounced.
You got a little bit of an Owen Wilson vibe going on.
It's bumping out. It's getting bumpy.
Yeah, man. Is this the first time one of your kids has broken your nose?
Yes. It's been a few years since I've broken my nose. It's probably the longest it's been since I was in high school.
So what is the deal? What's the deal with you breaking your nose constantly? You got a nose it's big.
It enters the room before I do, man.
Yeah.
Sometimes it gets surprised. I don't know, man. It's just, it's there. It's large and like
in charge.
Just that it's
not in charge.
Once it broke the first time, it's just like, you know, we'll give it up for anything.
Okay. All right. So yeah. It's like one of those, it's like you don't want to break the seal.
My nose is very, very easy.
Yeah, all right.
It doesn't take much coaxing to bend it over.
I mean, you could probably fit a couple dicks up your nose.
Hashtag creepy Dan.
I had to do that for Scott in case he's listening, you know?
Right.
But yeah, I've broken my nose exactly zero times.
It's uncomfortable, man. It's still tender.
Speaking of breaking noses, you've broken your nose a lot of times at concerts, right?
Yes.
We gonna go to that Gojira show?
Dude, Gojira, Knocked Loose, Alien Weaponry, I think. I don't know them, but Knocked Loose and Gojira.
Dude, I'd love to see Gojira. I mean, obviously, Knocked
Loose. Have you listened to this new album at all?
Yeah, dude. It's really good. Have you heard it?
I've listened to like 2/3 of it.
Yeah. Did you like it?
I did. Well, I was telling you about it the other day. I just didn't know if you'd had a chance to listen to more of it.
Yeah, man. I was digging it. You know, the thing with Gojira is like, I don't know. They're very popular and they kind of have that nice shine of a popular metal band. And so I've never been like in love with them. But they're really good.
They're very talented. It's not necessarily my jam.
Yeah.
But they're very fucking good. Like, I mean, there's a lot of bands that are really good that I just don't listen to all the time. Like Psilocis. You remember those guys?
Yeah,
dude. Saw them. They opened for As I Lay Dying. Like
I would rather listen to them.
A million years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they're really, really fucking good. But I don't listen to them very often. Like, they're so good to listen to. Like, they're so good technically. That they're like confusing. Like,
yeah, no, I remember.
You get stuck listening. It's like watching Dragon Force play.
Yeah.
You just get sucked into like trying to keep up with their hand movements with your eyeballs.
Yeah.
And you forget to jump
it
around.
It happened when we went and saw Psilocis. And I've told you this a million times. Like, hardcore and metalcore are great for shows. But like, straight up, like metal, especially like really technical metal, is like, it does a weird thing with the energy because everybody's like so sort of like just in like they're just enraptured by the what's happening that it, yeah. it's hard to really and the music's not it, it doesn't I mean metalcore and hardcore really lends itself to like you know getting moshy but like
yep.
metal especially like more technical metal it doesn't have that same kind of like carnal sort of like gets in your soul and makes you want to hit things
exactly
so I mean I even like going to see like Black Dahlia Murder
it's got too much math man
it's got too much going on I mean not too much but like just it's a different vibe it, honestly it might be a vibe that we like better now that we're getting a little older like the last couple of shows we went to it was hard to really like even dude I felt a lot of I was really sore for like a couple days afterward.
Yeah, it's tiring.
So so it's nice to have a band that you can just kind of enjoy. Yeah, but I'm stoked, man. I'm stoked that shows are coming back, and I think we should totally go see that one.
Absolutely. We gotta get ourselves prepped for when we go see Rage.
That's right. Going to see Rage. Oh, by the way, I reached out to the boys at Dungeon Entertainment and said,
we're
gonna be in your neck of the woods, summer 2022. As like we should chill. And he was like, fuck yeah, we should. Maybe they'll let us cameo in one of their movies.
That would be legendary.
Dude.
Epic.
It would be dream come true. Dream it would come be. True.
It would
be. Did I show you the intro video they did for Trash Bash?
Yeah, man. Yeah. I'm stoked on that.
Don't talk about it.
All but right.
It was good, right? It was really good.
It was so good. It was creative.
I added subtitles to it because it was like...
there were a few parts that were... subtitles would benefit. Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, you know what's funny is I added the subtitles and then there were a few words I still couldn't decipher. And so I just like parenthetically wrote like inaudible. And then I thought about reaching out to them to be like, hey, what'd you say here? But it's like kind of cooler to just have like inaudible in the subtitles. To just be like, I'm not really sure what this is. It reminds me a lot of like early Ashram's music. Like if I were to ever try to write the lyrics down to those songs, I wouldn't be able to write half the lyrics. And I fucking sang them.
Yeah.
So I should have put some Ashram's music in Trash Bash. That was a missed opportunity.
You know what we should do is we should use some Ashram's as like when we get into next season or something, use it as our intermission music or something.
I like that. I'm into that.
We don't need to wait till next season. Well, we're using that stupid Napoleon Dynamite thing right now, right?
We are. I love that though. I love
them. Yeah, but it's not the Ashram's.
I don't know. We'll see what we can do. It's got to be quick. It's got to be like a 15-second sample.
Yeah, you know? You can get across most of those songs in 15 seconds.
How dare you?
You get the meat and potatoes of the song in 15 seconds. The rest of it is just topping.
Yeah. Well, listen, man. We're 20 minutes in here. I don't know that I have a lot more to say.
I just want
people to come to Trash Bash tomorrow. I hope that they do. We're going to be hanging out in the chat. A lot of people have put a lot of effort into this thing. So,
and that's why we don't have a regular episode right now. Because a lot of effort went into making the Trash Bash.
Yeah.
Mostly by the donators of video and Dan putting it all together. Not me, exactly. The amount of work I've put into this has been... really just
it was more existing. Than usual, man, because you came over and like
first time in over a year, man.
That's right
but that's COVID's fault.
That is COVID.
I would have definitely been over there with you know sans COVID.
I know man, but now you can come over more, so that's exciting.
Yeah,
so maybe season 3 of the Movie Cellar will have a lot more people in the Movie Cellar. Not just me.
Man.
I don't actually usually even record in the Movie Cellar. I'm recording in my fucking living room right now. Because why would I hang
light on
myself? Yeah, I got the light on, man.
Because you left it up there from the other day?
No, I didn't leave it up here. It's on in the basement. I turned it on before I came up with my laptop.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just a nightlight for snacks.
Just until I bring my laptop back down, and then I'll shut it off. But, you know, I wanted to get the radioactive vibes up through the vents.
Dan, I have a great idea.
What?
What if we started a trivia?
A trivia,
like a movie seller trivia, like at the end of an episode, we're like, if you know the answer to this question from one of our previous episodes, we'll shout you out or send you a sticker or something like that.
Like,
and
that.
It's like, who is snacks? You know,
I like that. You do that. You be in charge of that, George. George's Trivia Corner.
Trivial. Yeah, okay, so if I'm doing it, that was it. That was the one.
I'll send out the prize.
Snacks? Who is snacks?
It's snacks.
Let Dan know in our social medias.
And who we'll is send snacks? A sticker.
Yeah, first person to get it. Not everyone.
I don't think people are going to be knocking down the door to get it, but we'll see.
Well, who knows?
Who does? I don't know. You don't know.
I know who Snacks is.
Snacks know?
Snacks doesn't know. Fuck no. All right, bye.